And next up on the teleconference is Iowa head coach Lisa Bluter. The Hawkeyes posted a 20-14 record in advance to the WNIT quarterfinals last year. They bring back four starters from last season, including All-Big Ten selection Megan Gustafson. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning. Can you please make some opening remarks, and then we'll take some questions from the media.
Yeah, just ready for another year. I can't believe we're starting our 18th season here at Iowa. That seems unbelievable, but excited to have the opportunity to return with Megan Gustafson, who was recognized as one of the top players in the Big Ten in the preseason poll by both the media and the coaches, and also Kathleen Doyle, who was invited to the Under-19 Nationals USA Basketball Trials, had a really spectacular freshman year for us, named the all-freshman team last year. And then, you know, hopefully get Tania Davis back quickly. Tania was having a really great campaign as a sophomore once she tore ACL at Michigan last year. And, you know, that was a really tough thing for us to overcome. And I think that Tania's recovery has been really good, and she's ready to contribute for us again this year.
Thanks, Coach. Let's open it up to some questions from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Casey Campbell, G1 NBC.
Hey, Lisa, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Let's talk about Megan Gustafson for a second. She's only a junior. She played very well last year. Just maybe talk about her growth and what are her goals for this year?
You know, Megan is a very special player, and I've coached a lot of them over the years, but I don't know that I've ever coached a player that has the combination of an eagerness to learn and coachability with a willingness to work hard every single possession. And that sounds like an easy thing. You work hard every single possession. No, we don't all do that. But she does. I have to take her out of a drill in order to slow her down. I'm just worried about her wearing herself out because she goes hard all of the time. You know, Megan is a 6'3 left-handed post, embraces the contact, and there's so few kids today that really love being down on the block, and she loves being on the block. She embraces that contact. She's willing to deal it out, and she's just an unbelievable student-athlete. I'm so proud of her. I'm really thrilled that we have her for 2 years. You know, she returns as the third-best field goal percentage shooter in America.
Thanks, Lisa, and good luck this season.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Michelle Vopel, ESPN.com.
Hey, good morning, Coach Bluter. How are you doing?
I'm well, Michelle. How are you? Well,
I am. Thank you. You mentioned 18 years, so you have the perspective that few people do in terms of the growth of the Big Ten and some of the changes in the Big Ten. A lot of newer coaches in the last few years, obviously teams entering like Maryland and Rutgers. How has it sort of changed the landscape, and how have you guys adjusted to that? Because it is a different conference than it was, you know, when you came into it.
It is a different conference, and it's the obvious. It's bigger. It's wider as far as our outreach to the west with Nebraska and to the east with Rutgers and Maryland. We've brought in unbelievable talent into this conference. You think of the tradition of Rutgers and, you know, Maryland and what they've accomplished. So our conference just continues to get better and better. But I have seen a lot of change. I think we kind of added it up one time. I've coached against 37 different Big Ten coaches. And so there's been a lot of change over the years, a lot of new faces in the room. But I think the faces we have right now are the best it's ever been. I think we have unbelievable coaches in this league. And in saying that, I'm really disappointed in last year how we didn't get more teams into the dance. You know, I just heard Kim talk about her experience, and I felt sick for Kim. I felt sick for Michigan because I believe with all my heart they should have been in the dance. And I don't feel like we're getting the respect that we deserve in the Big Ten, and part of that is our fault. It's our fault in the way that we schedule. I don't think that we scheduled hard enough in the non-conference. And, you know, going to next year, we're going to advance and have 18 teams or 18 scheduled Big Ten games again. And I think that that's necessary in us to have more people in the dance.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We have time for one final question from the media.
Your final question is from Vera Jones, Big Ten Network.
Hi, Vera.
Hello there, Coach. Hey, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
I'm kind of following up on Michelle's question just a little bit, but more in terms of your style over that last 18 years. Different talent has come through. The league has changed in terms of the pacing of the game over those 18 years. If you could just speak to kind of your philosophy and your style, how much has that changed over the last 18 years?
You know, we have tried to be more up-tempo in the last 5 or 6 years because I think we've had the kids in order to do that. And, you know, we like to put points on the board. I mean, that's, you know, I think I'm kind of known as an offensive coach. I love to score baskets. I love to shoot threes. I like, you know, post moves. But I like to be up-tempo. You know, last year we were the 21st best scoring team in the United States. We averaged over 76 points a game. But just speaking about our conference, we were not the top scoring team in our conference, even though we were the 21st best in the country at over 76. So, you know, we're gonna get out and run this year. I've got two very quick point guards in Tania Davis and Kathleen Doyle. And not only are they quick, I mean, quickness is one part of it. Smart players are another part of it. And both of these young women are extremely smart basketball players.
Okay, thank you very much, Coach. And good luck.
Thanks, Vera.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. All the best for a successful season.
Thank you.